The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Let me start with something really interesting. You alerted me to the fact, not reported anywhere that I've seen, that the chairman of the World Zionist Organization wants a session at the General Assembly of the UN, no less, to discuss anti-Semitism. Do you think that'll actually happen?
Look, I think it's hugely symbolic on the part of Chairman Yaakov Hagoel. He is the chairman of the World Zionist Organization. Now, as a I actually happened to sit on the Zionist General Council in my capacity as holding office for another major Zionist organization, and we received it today. So what he has done is he's written a letter to the Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, requesting an emergency session of the United Nations General Assembly. This is not the Security Council or any other grouping. This is the General Assembly, and in his letter, he goes on to explicitly list the anti-Semitic incidents that have become very well known in London and New York now, but also says that it is spreading throughout the world. It is on social media, it is in South America, it is all over Europe, it is spreading throughout the world. And he gives some of the examples of some of the hate speech that has been quoted. And, you know, it remains to be seen whether or not we will have a response from the Secretary General. But I do have to say this, as you know, I sat in on a session. In fact, I spoke at a session of the United Nations just 2 months ago on the specific issue. It was the Alliance of Civilizations on the specific issue of anti-Semitism, where the Secretary General also spoke. And, you know, he reiterated his dedication to fighting it. So let's see what he does. But if you want, I'll read you the letter. He says, "Your Excellency, as the chairman of the World Zionist Organization, the organization founded in Basel, Switzerland in 1897 to function as a world parliament for the Jewish people, it is my duty to convey my grievous concern over rising incidents of anti-Semitism to you and the nations and of the world. In recent weeks, there has been a rapid and dire rise in violent assaults against Jews in nations across the globe. Last week, Member of Parliament Robert Jenrick decried an over 300% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the United Kingdom in his address to the British House of Commons." And he goes on to mention several countries and the examples, and he says, "Mr. Secretary General, I implore you to convene the United Nations General Assembly for an emergency session on the crisis of rising anti-Semitism around the globe and to take concrete actions to stem this dangerous tide of violence and hate. Like COVID-19 is a pandemic, so is anti-Semitism. While coronavirus cases are beginning to drop, anti-Semitism is still rising. The symptoms are spreading rapidly before our eyes, and not one single vaccine has been administered anywhere in the world. Your urgent attention to this fateful manner is deeply appreciated."
Will be interesting to see if they respond to that. I would imagine this distinction between Zionism and Jews will be difficult for them here, but let's see. It'll be absolutely fascinating where this goes. Rolene, not on our agenda this afternoon, but it really kind of hit me hard that the Prime Minister of Morocco, coming out with such a strong endorsement of Hamas. This is a country that you have just re-signed a peace treaty with. Is there sort of any kind of dismay in Israel about the reaction of Morocco?
No, not really. It was like, okay, so he said that, but we have it on assurance from the King of Morocco, who is very protective of his Jewish community and who's actually very proud of the ties that we have. You know, that this does not affect the Abraham Accords. I think this is Morocco trying to walk a very delicate tightrope between what they still see as the Arab street and the maybe some of the sentiment in their country. But we've seen such positive developments from that that I don't even think that holds water. Okay. It kind of passed our desks. with barely a blip.
Okay, what's not going to pass your desk with barely a blip is going to be Secretary of State Blinken's visit to Israel.
Yes, it has been a very, very interesting day with the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, who is in the country at the moment. He's got a very busy day. He arrived this morning. He met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, a very long meeting. He reiterated the absolute and unwavering support of the United States to Israel's security and right to defend ourselves. He went on to say that this is something that President Biden takes very, very personally. He has a personal connection, and that connection runs deep. He also went on to say that the United States will be involved in rebuilding Gaza and will ensure that any aid is given to the people. He makes sure to get to the people and not Hamas. Well, good luck with that. I hope that is going to work out. But he also came to solidify the ceasefire, make sure that it runs. And Netanyahu said to him, he said, if there is one breaking of the ceasefire, we will hit back, and we will hit back very, very hard. And Prime Minister went on to say to him, we also need to work now to increase the circle of peace in the Middle East. And very interesting comment coming in from the King of the Emirates yesterday, saying he wants to get involved in the peace process. And I think that's quite a fascinating development, because I think maybe we need more players that are focused on peace and security in the region.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who understand the cultural differences. You know, this is something that we cannot seem to get the West to understand. This is the Middle East, and even though Israel is very Western in many ways, we are still a Middle Eastern country, and Middle Eastern rules still apply here vis-a-vis the peace process. And then Blinken went on to meet with his counterpart Ashkenazi. We know they spoke about Iran, and that we have the assurances that Israel will be consulted before entering into anything with Iran. He then went on to meet the defense minister Benny Gantz, who gave the military assessment of how we see things proceeding with Gaza in the future. He also stressed the need to return the bodies of our fallen soldiers, Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, as well as Avera Mengistu and another civilian that's being held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. And also probably spoke about the issue of human shield, and no doubt about the issue with regards to the media building that was raised. From then, he has gone on to meeting Palestinian officials in Ramallah. He'll meet with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and then go on to Cairo and Amman.
Let's up the ante a bit and talk about a remarkable story. Hard to believe that you've written here that remaining COVID restrictions to be lifted. My goodness me, is that for real?
That is for real. Our restrictions were lifted today. The movie theaters are open. Everything is lifted. The only thing that remains, at least until the first or second week of June, is having to wear masks indoors. We apparently have attained herd immunity, according to some experts. At the moment, the health ministry have lifted our restrictions, and hopefully within the next couple of days, a week or so, we will be able to take off our masks.
Wow, that is just so incredible, Rolene. Wow, in my wildest dreams, maybe in 9, 10, 11, 12 months here. Maybe. And then let's end it this afternoon with Biden and Harris, very important, apparently condemning global anti-Semitism.
Well, they've both made very, very strong statements, and specifically singled out anti-Semitism. You know, we've heard glaring silence from all the many who, you know, have taken such stands for social justice. We've heard not a peep from many of them across social media and across other platforms. But President Biden and Vice President Harris are specifically speaking about not just anti-Semitism in the States, but global anti-Semitism, and taking a very, very strong stand. But President Biden, like you've done with other minority communities, we want to see acts signed into legislation on how to deal with anti-Semitism, especially as we are in the last few days of Jewish Heritage Month in the United States. Just saying.
Rowley Marks, not going to lie, a little bit envious in a good way, though. Thank you for your input this afternoon. I also don't want COVID restrictions anymore, but you and I will chat again same time tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow with no restrictions.
With no restrictions for you.